Overall, the Army seeks to have 90% of new recruits with high school diplomas. That's because they're more likely to complete basic training in their first term of enlistment. A report from the anti-war think tank National Priorities Project, or NPP, says the Army hasn't met that goal since 2005. But the project's research director, Suzanne Smith, says Wisconsin is doing much better in enlisting soldiers who have a high school diploma.
In Wisconsin, the percentage of recruits that have a high school diploma is 81.6, and that compares with a national average of only 73%.
The NPP says their numbers are based on those with no prior military service who enlisted in the Army. But U.S. Army recruiting spokesman Douglas Smith says their numbers differ from the NPP's. He says about 83% of new recruits in 2008 had a high school diploma. He adds that number doesn't include recruits who are part of a program that enlists high school dropouts with good scores on the Army's aptitude test. He says missing their 90% goal can be attributed to the ongoing wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, parental concerns, and up until recently, a strong civilian economy.
Quite frankly, we've been able to achieve our numerical goals, but the goal in terms of high school diploma graduates, we haven't achieved.
Smith says the Army expects to attain their 90% goal this year, and he adds the Army has consistently reached its goal of having at least 60% of new recruits scoring in the top half on their aptitude test. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.